I want to first talk about cancer. Do you treat individuals with cancer often?
Quite often.
Can you give me an idea of the number of people you've worked with?
Cancer?
Yeah.
About 10,000.
10,000. A lot of people.
That's a lot.
How do you treat the children?
You're clumsy. Condition of mind, penetrate the subconscious, let them know that there is an undue power, other power that can help make them believe in the power within them.
So are you saying you've been able to inspire?
And you make them aware that there are other forces that can help them. Then you cleanse the body, cleanse the mind, make them read parts of the Bible which are healing, totally true healing. Then you free up the energy centers, free up the fetal reflexology, the behavioral psychology, free up the mind, brain, back, the legs, the feet, the whole body. Then you allow, you have to take the herbal parts, which further cleanses them. Then you give them herbal capsules, which cleanse them on the inside. Then you put them on a special diet, a cleansing diet, featuring garlic, onions, spinach, and things like that. Persistence is pursued for a period of time. It's a matter of anywhere between 2 days or 2 months, depends on what you're doing. Like women on, men on, you cleanse inside. Had his wife pray, he prayed himself, his neighbor prayed for him, cleansed him, put him on a diet, and now,
sounds like a very comprehensive system.
It is. Hit all the bases, you hit all the positive, hit all the bases.
So you've been fairly successful?
Fairly successful.
Can you tell me about another one of your cases?
Well, right now there's another woman, a Jewish school teacher on the next street, who teaches at the University of Mass. They cut off one breast. She came here in a very, very terrible condition, very depressed. You know, she lives in constant pain. The absence of the breast makes her feel disfigured like she was a woman. I got her to stop smoking. Stop taking alcohol, purge the system, get her to start reading the Bible, exercise, daily, bathing in a constant solution daily, every solution, rapidly, the doors of death, swelling noise. This is the woman's relief. Frustration, lack of money, lack of finance, benefits, uncertainty, jobs not secure, domestic tranquility, not mistrust, pollution, food, sweet, or chemicals, all this contributes.
Are there certain types of people who are predisposed to contact me?
People who are neurotic, worry a lot, worries. People who don't work enough with their hands. Happy go lucky. A lot of people don't get cancer. They're concerned about school teachers or bankers or shopkeepers who have long periods of time on hand. Don't exercise enough. Will lead to frustration. Without domestic problems, they get cancer.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain lifestyles that lead to person being more vulnerable?
Lifestyles, people don't take care of themselves. People take their airplane trips, airplane pilots. People who have jobs who are nerve-wracking. We have a lot of responsibility. professors who are getting close to the students. Mm-hmm. Students who aren't getting lessons, who see life is failing because they can't get a good job because they have an academic background. Subject.
Mm-hmm. What can people do to prevent this illness?
I would suggest to go to a therapist of some kind who knows the answers. And present the problems, have him answer them all, see who or she. Make them laugh, make them feel better. Have them go up uptown or my neighbor uptown with the men and cousins who go out and look. Send them home to die from cancer at the local hospital. We'll have all the funny books, we'll have all the funny books. And within a 6-month period, the mask is 50 long. Therefore, you say that exercise, laughter, proper diet, prayer.
Let's move on to another illness that's attracting a lot of attention, that's AIDS. Have you treated?
You have successfully treated. I know about 2 people cases of epidemic AIDS. They claim it's completely healed. They've gone for 2 years and hasn't come back. They're on again, it's something you get through, not cleansing. You have this day and age, you have blink of shock sex, deserted sex, accepted by the general public. And if you do it, you have to cleanse yourself thoroughly with alcohol, with addiction, antiseptic, or whatever. That's not being done. And then they take various kinds of drugs, through needles, pull them out, wherever, through smoking. And by taking the drugs, not cleansing the system, and getting what they call tense, getting what is known as being in a condition of hello.
So you've successfully treated AIDS?
Yeah, AIDS can also be caused by sex with a lot of different partners. Everybody has a certain amount of disease in their body. Some people are what they call known carriers. So if you are unlucky enough to get with a person who has a carrier, and you don't take any do anything to compensate for it by taking a some sort of a surgeon pill, time to cleanse yourself over this. The germ gets started, it causes the body's immune system to break down. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you use almost the same treatment as you would with cancer. You cleanse the system, cleanse the mind, and give them exercise. Through exercise, the body can, body's immune system can start cleansing again. And this will help to keep the AIDS down. Exercising, free mental association and balance to be able to have nothing worry you. Keep your mind busy, activate your mind and body. Sure, you have no too much idle time. You need a certain amount of balance, which means you go to a, see a good play, a good movie, a good old party, and get completely free. You need to do that. With the periodic and the balance of energies really good.
Can you talk a little bit about herpes?
Herpes is a form of immunity that comes from a form of bacteria that's about the sexual contact of the people through using the sometimes you get from using the same bottle. Like if you drink something, you pull up the moment and you have a little cut in your lip. Someone does it before, the germ gets in your bloodstream, and you have herpes. Or the sexual contact, you don't cleanse yourself. And 2 germs mix together, and they don't get along.
You've had success.
we've been able to stop. We have been 100% effective. A lot of cases we can stop in Longville, take our medication, keep ourselves clean. Well, the heavy's in the system, but you can keep it so it doesn't bother you. Through stress, it can break up now and then. You get really get uptight or get really sort of a feeling of frustration. You can trigger it. It does happen.
What's the best way to prevent?
I make sure that the partner you have, you can check them in a
number of ways.
You have a drink of lemon, and the system rejects the lemon, or bubbles. You put some lemon on the artificial one, the bubbles, that usually have the bacteria, which is sexual. But you make sure they have clean habits. You find a person who has the habit, the hygienic habits, and that their skin is clear. And they exercise. And they're active, mind, body. Well, the chances are, 90 out of 100 are okay.
Talk a little bit about diabetes.
Have you treated diabetes? Yeah, I've treated diabetes. Very successful. Diabetes is definitely something that you inherit, or you eat too much sugar. It could be borderline cases. And you take too much of the wrong diet, like too much sugar, it'll throw you off balance between things. It can be treated by taking the insulin, or taking there again, you take a diet of onions and garlic and grains, proper foods, you can look at. It's not what your diet is, your proper diet is going to be an exercise, clean air, lack of stress.
Could you talk a little bit about
what is
the famous case?
We have a case right now, a woman who was about 19 or 20, she couldn't. She used to get so tired she couldn't walk up and down the flight of stairs. We gave what they call shock therapy in a sense. We freed up the whole system until she grew up naked, like in California. Now she's working a full job, saving her money. Her frame of mind has changed. That's Lorraine. I think something had to do with her. 2-3 clubs became successful in her 2005 in the political job. Gave them a niece, asked them for training, but they didn't have money. She's doing fine. Hadn't done a problem, but she's able to work most of the day. Hardly even work.
Hardly even work. She's so tired.
So she's definitely improving. And if she insists on it, if she keeps on taking exercise, and you pop the food.
That's a long battle.
Now there's another case in Maine, in New Hampshire.
Well, we can't imagine that.
It's important. One weekend. And that's it. It's a good one.
How about arthritis?
Arthritis is very serious. Most people, they're against the freedom of exercise, constantly. You give them the proper head and proper diet. You can make up a solution. And the nurse comes up with a solution. 2-3 times a day, and bathe them, and another solution. You've had people come and put their hands up their arms. Fingers on them. Shot them.
What would you say causes this?
Otherwise, it could be something you're born with. Something you pick up through working like working in a lot of water. I'm going to call it if you work in the rest of it. You cook and cook. You go where it's cold. Contrast in the weather.
It sounds like a wide variety of you tend to cook most of the stuff.
Depends on the individual and what they have, how far the disease has advanced. Sometimes, like you want to get a cancer case, people will be done with it. Dead. It took 30 years for a lot of people. You have to remember, most people have a tendency to have a germ in the system that can cause these goodness of what's happened in hell. As long as the hell is fairly good, and it's not blind, it's under control. Like a lot of stress, tragedy comes up,